Good morning and welcome. I invite you to mute as we sing our opening hymn, Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise, which is number 214 or on your handout. I invite you to unmute as we continue our service. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. And we'll say together the Christ our Passover. Alleluia. Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Alleluia. Christ being raised from the dead will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death that died to sin once for all. But the life he lives, he lives to God. So also consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Alleluia. Christ has been raised, from the dead.
The first fruit of those who have fallen asleep.
For since by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For is an Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive.
The psalm for this morning is Psalm 68. It can be found on the printed copy or the emailed copy or in the Book of Common Prayer on page 676.
76, that's better.
Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered.
Let those who hate him flee before him.
Let them vanish like smoke when the wind drives it away.
As the wax melts at the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God.
But let the righteous be glad and rejoice before God.
Let them also be merry and joyful.
Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Exalt him who rides upon the heavens.
Yahweh is his name. Rejoice before him.
Father of orphans, defender of widows.
God in his holy habitation.
God gives the solitary a home and brings forth prisoners into freedom.
But the rebels shall live in dry places.
O God, when you went before your people,
when you marched through the wilderness,
the earth shook and the skies poured down rain, and the presence of God, the God of Sinai.
At the presence of God, the God of Israel.
You sent a gracious rain, O God, upon your inheritance.
You refreshed the land when it was weary.
Your people found their home in it.
In your goodness, O God,
you have made provision for the poor.
Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth.
Sing praises to the Lord.
He rides in the heavens, the ancient heavens.
He sends forth his mighty voice.
Ascribe the power of God.
His majesty over Israel, his strength is God.
How wonderful is God in his holy place.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the apostles had come together, they asked Jesus, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to join me in saying Canticle 21. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty and vanity, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not shun the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that is taking place among you to test you, though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in so far as you are sharing Christ's sufferings, so that you may also be glad and shout for joy. His glory is revealed. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory, which is the Spirit of God, is resting on you. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he for you. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to mute as we sing together the sequence hymn, When Christ Was Lifted, number 603 in your hymnal or on your insert.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, since you have been given authority over all people. Give eternal life to all to whom you have given him. And this is the eternal life which you, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your presence, with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to all those that you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me. And they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. The words that you gave to me, I have given to them. And they have received them and know the truth that came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I'm asking you on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave to me, because they're yours. All mine are yours, and all yours are mine. I have been glorified in them, and now I am no longer in the world. They are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they can be one as we are one. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. I invite you to unmute during the sermon unless your dog goes crazy or a fire truck goes by. It's up to you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
I have a friend, a priest friend, her name is Lindsay, and she's in Vancouver right now, and she has a son, Sid, who's about 3.5 years old, and Sid is always full of questions. And Lindsay often posts his conversations on Facebook for us all to enjoy. But yesterday morning, Sid woke her up at 5 a.m. and said, "Do you know where electricity comes from?" Mm-hmm. I love his intelligence. I love his inquisitiveness. I love that he pays attention to what's going on around him. Clearly, he is a curious little boy, and I love that about him. But I know when my kids were growing up and asked why for the 100th time in 5 minutes, why is this this, why is this this, I lost my patience just a little bit. But I know with my grandkids now, they can ask why about 2,000 times and I just laugh. But the one that I still don't laugh at is, are we there yet? When my kids were growing up, we would take road trips, and sometimes 4 and 5 day road trips, and about 20 minutes after we left the house, they would start, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" And my patience would wear away. But it's kind of like the disciples. They were always full of questions. And that's what we hear in the Acts of the Apostles this morning. The first thing they do is say, "Lord, is this the time when the kingdom will be restored to Israel?" And we understand that question. We understand that they're full of anxiety and doubts and fears and questions. They don't understand what's going on. Before they had come into Jerusalem, before Jesus' crucifixion, they had thought they were coming to Jerusalem to take over the Roman authorities. They were going to throw out the Romans. Jesus was going to be named king and the world would be set right. And of course, that didn't happen. He was crucified and then he was resurrected and then he walked around with them for 40 days. He walked with them and they said, "Okay, maybe now is the time." But of course, they had asked questions all throughout Jesus's ministry. He would show them something and they'd say, "Now, how did you do that?" He'd tell them a parable and they'd say, "What did that mean?" And they couldn't cast out the demon. he could, and they'd say, well, why couldn't we do that? So they were full of questions. But today, I'd like us to back up for just a minute and go to the Gospel of John. And in the Gospel of John, this takes place after the Last Supper. And for the last 2 weeks, we've heard about Jesus's teaching, his last teaching to the disciples after the Last Supper. And the first week he was talking about, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. And I'm going there to find a place for you. And you know the way. And of course, Thomas said, we don't know the way. And Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And then last week, Jesus said to them, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will send you the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Advocate, the Guide. But this week is different. This week he's no longer teaching, although he probably is. This week he's praying. And this is his final prayer before he goes to face the authorities and his execution. And we've heard throughout all the Gospels that Jesus would go apart and pray. Or Jesus would spend the night in prayer. And one time the disciples said, teach us how to pray. And he said, simple, our Father who art in heaven. But today we get to hear him pray. And he starts out by saying, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son may glorify you. The time has come. Jesus knew the time had come, and he was praying to his Father that he had glorified, praised, taught about his Father, and now his time had come to be glorified. And he had continued. He said, you have given your Son authority over all people. And that's what it says in John. You have given your Son the authority over all people to give eternal life to all to whom you have given him. You gave eternal life to all. And we start to say, well, isn't eternal life for those who, and he's not talking about in the sweet by and by. He's saying eternal life is granted now to all people and to all that you have given me. And he said later, and I didn't lose a single one of them. But he explains, and this is eternal life, that they may know you as the one true God and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Eternal life is that they may know God and know Jesus Christ. But then he also continues, now glorify me in your presence. Basically, bring me home, Lord. It's time. And when you have brought me home, protect them. Protect the ones that you gave me, so that they may be one as you and I, Father, are one. And this is Jesus's fervent prayer that the disciples and we get to overhear, that God has been glorified. Jesus is about to be glorified. He's about to go home, that his mission was to bring us eternal life to all people. And he's asking the Father to protect us, to watch over us, so that we may be one. One in the body of the Lord. Not different denominations, not different nations, not different, so that we may be one. Now we need to remember this happened right before the crucifixion. That Jesus knew that he was glorifying his Father. He was about to come into his kingdom. He was about to return to the place that he had been before all time. Because in the beginning of John, we hear, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And now it was his time to go back to the Father so that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, could begin. But today's reading in the book of Acts, the disciples are saying, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? Are we there yet? Can we start celebrating? Because, Lord, you've been here for 40 days after your crucifixion, the same 40 days that you were in the wilderness to prepare for your ministry. Now you've been with us 40 days and we think it's time. Time for us to take over, time to go. And as they say that, I think of us. I think of us asking, Father, is it time when you will restore our kingdom? Are we there yet? Is it time for us to celebrate? Is it time for us to take over? And Jesus's response, pretty quick and pretty clear, it is not for you to know the time or the periods the Father has set by his authority. It's not for you to know. But you will receive the power of the Holy Spirit and come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And as he was saying that, he ascended into heaven. And the words in Greek literally mean the cloud lifted it up into heaven. And 2 seconds ago, they were saying, wait a minute, isn't it time? We're asking you, isn't it time for the kingdom to be restored to Israel? And you're saying, wait a minute, God knows the time. God determines the time, but he'll send the Holy Spirit so that we can witness throughout the world. And then he's raised up. And they're standing there dumbfounded. Like, now what? And two men in dazzling white appear to them and say, what are you doing here? He's given you your instructions. And they had to be thinking about the transfiguration, where there was Jesus in dazzling white, standing with the two other men, Moses and Elijah, in dazzling white. And they had to be thinking about Elijah. And if you don't recall, Elijah with a J was the greatest prophet. Elijah was going to come before the Messiah came. And Elijah, the greatest prophet of all time, had an apprentice called Elisha, S-H-A. And Elisha said, when you depart, will you give me, bless me with twice your power? And Elijah said, if you see me ascend into heaven, I will grant that. And Elijah did the best he could to run away, hide, send Elijah over there. But Elijah stuck to him. And the chariot came from heaven with wheels burning with fire that came and swooped Elijah up to heaven. And at that point, his cloak came wafting down. And as Elisha put on his cloak, he was given twice the power. He came into his power when Elijah ascended into heaven. And the disciples had to be thinking of that and thinking, what in the world does that mean? And God, Jesus had just said, just before he was taken up, that we will be given the power through the Holy Spirit to witness to God's glory and to Jesus's glory throughout Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria to the ends of the world. But we know they had to wait those 10 days until Pentecost to receive that power. And I'm thinking during those 10 days, they had to let their vision of what their mission was die. That they were not going to come into power and restore the earthly kingdom. They were here to build the kingdom of God with God's power to bring God's glory, Jesus's glory, to Jerusalem and Judea and to the ends of the world. And so as we wait these 10 days until Pentecost, until we once again acknowledge and celebrate the power that we have been given to reveal God's glory, the glory of Jesus, to reveal that glory to all the peoples of the earth, to restore, to build the kingdom of God here on earth, to grant eternal life to all people. So in those 10 days, I'm wondering what dreams, what visions, what plans have to die so that the new kingdom of God can come in. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
I invite us into a minute of silence. I invite us to say together the Apostles' Creed, either on your booklet handout or in the Book of Common Prayer on page 96. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church. The communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The prayers can be found on your handout or on page 97 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Show us your mercy, O Lord.
Grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
Only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon the earth.
Your saving health among all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Do not leave us comfortless, but send us your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to that place where your Savior Christ has gone before, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrances of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessings through our worship of you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, you have made one blood all the peoples of the earth and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh and hasten the coming of your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. I invite you to mute as we sing together the anthem, Glorify Thy Name.
Father, we love you. We praise you. We adore you. Glorify by thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name, glorify thy name, glorify thy name in all the earth. Jesus, we love you, we praise you, we adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Spirit, we love you, we praise you, we adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the
Prayers of the People is Form 3. It's on page 387 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Father, we pray for your Holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
One.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, especially our priests, Lynn and Gary.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Grant us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest, and we especially ask and pray for the repose of the soul of Fran Grillo this week.
Let light perpetual shine on them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. We ask prayers for Jen, Jim L., Brian, Dan, Ellen, Marietta and Jim, baby Eliza and family, Paige and Michael, Michael S., Tony, Stephen, Alicia, Jennifer and family, Doug, Tammy S., Jerry, Phil, and Wendell, James, Michael S., John, Amy, Lindsay, Holly, Sean, and Kurt, Jean F., Muriel, Charlie, Raymond, Renee, and Heather, Eva, the food pantry, our students and teachers and those who are teaching at home, mm-hmm. our first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn.
Tammy.
Lois, David, Daniel,
yeah.
Bill, Bob,
Brian.
O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
I invite you to join with me in saying together the general thanksgiving in the Book of Common Prayer on page 101 or in your handouts. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for your immeasurable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts, we may show forth your grace, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. With you.
I invite you to mute as we sing our closing hymn, God of Our Fathers, hymn number 718.
Lead us for night to heaven.
Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Hallelujah. Thanks be to God.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.